During Thursday night's meeting, the Mountain Home Public Schools Board of Education discussed the next steps of the transitional plan required by the Arkansas Division of Public Schools Facilities and Transportation. The district has until February 1, 2030 to complete the project. During this time, they must show progress each year to remedy the issue under the Big Top at the high school. Last year, progress was shown when the district had a fire marshal come into the building and lay out what needed to be done. As the board decides what actions to take next, they approve the purchase and installation of a new smoke detection system in the amount of $22,747. In other action items, the board approved the purchase of new tables for the high school cafeteria for $129,434. Director of Operations Chris Knight asked the board to go with a slightly higher bid due to the higher quality. The board approved to amend the 2025 fiscal year budget as allocations changed and additional grant funding was received. They also approved the purchase of two buses, including a used 2022 Ford Bluebird Vision 77-passenger gasoline route bus with 23,000 miles equipped with a camera system, for $102,900. They also approved a 2024 Chevy 30-passenger Microbird gasoline bus in the amount of $108,335, which will be used at Guy Berry. The board approved updated language to the transportation salary schedule and hourly rate schedule to read that activity trip drivers are paid their hourly rate or sub-activity rate of $15 for non-contracted drivers with a 14-hour maximum. The board approved total reimbursable purchases of $241,009 for instructional support for students through the High Impact Tutoring Program. On August 23rd, the district was notified they were once again grant recipients of funding for the tutoring program. The board approved contract service agreements with K. Hollingsworth for high impact tutoring to students in the district, primarily at the kindergarten, and to Marsha Partney for ESOL testing. The board approved the adoption of the Baxter County Hazard Mitigation Plan resolution, which would allow the district to apply for future federal funding through FEMA with the assistance of the Northwest Arkansas Economic Development District. The resolution will give the district the opportunity to develop projects to help mitigate disasters so they are not as severe, such as community safe rooms. And the board approved a policy update to allow individuals who wish to address the board up to 24 hours before the meeting to make the request instead of 5 days as previously indicated in the policy. Before the board went into an executive session, the board also heard from a member of the public, Dr. Bill Lewis of Harrison, who stressed the importance of transparency in executive sessions.